And 6:06, it is fair and 18 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We should warm to 43. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A first draft is out on what it costs to hold an inmate in the Tulsa County Jail, and it is more than what the Department of Corrections or the City of Tulsa pays. Preliminary numbers show the daily expense is about $52 a day. But Undersheriff Tim Albin, who's on the jail task force, cautions the figures may change before a final report.
We want to make sure that the finished product is correct. We want to make sure that it's a document that we can stand firmly on.
Members of the task force hope to have the cost nailed down before the current contract with the City of Tulsa expires at the end of June. The Tulsa Regional Chamber says next year looks good for economic growth in the Tulsa area, and that includes overall wages.
The 5.4% growth predicted for wages and salaries in 2014 is more than double the 2013 estimate, but not every worker should expect more money. Chamber economist Bob Ball says the figure is skewed towards certain industries.
Those areas of strong product demand, strong service demand are going to command the right employment mix with the right expertise and the high productivity. You do pay up for productivity.
Those areas include advanced manufacturing, aerospace, and professional services. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, Oklahoma finance officials say collections to the main operating fund used to pay for state government continue to trail the official estimate, a trend that could lead to budget cuts for state agencies if it continues. Oklahoma Secretary of Finance Preston Dorflinger released the figures yesterday that show collections to the state's general revenue fund trailed by nearly 8%, the official estimate upon which the state budget is based. Well, some surprising stats this morning regarding just who is texting out behind the wheel.
We're finding that more 25 to 39-year-olds are texting and driving and checking email and driving and using the phone and driving than are the teens, age 16 to 18.
The AAA Auto Club's Chuck May reports nearly half of the 19 to 39-year-old crowd admits to distracted driving. That number is down to 30% when it comes to teenagers. Federal officials say more than 1,600 Oklahomans have successfully signed up for health insurance coverage in the first 2 months of the troubled healthcare.gov website. The report released yesterday by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says 1,327 Oklahomans who successfully enrolled last month was nearly four times the number who managed to sign up in October. It is still, however, only a tiny fraction of Oklahoma's uninsured. Well, it has happened again. A South African gold cougaran has turned up in a Tulsa Salvation Army kittle. Major James Taylor says it was wrapped in a $2 bill and dropped into a kittle outside the Dillard's at Promenade Mall on Monday. It was found Monday evening as they were counting the kittle's collections.
When they unwrapped the bill, there was the full ounce of gold Kuran coin.
It was worth $1,260. The coins have been placed in the kittles each year for well over a decade now. The donor's identity is a secret. Our weather forecast, look for clouds to thicken today, 43 for a high. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, 32 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, rain likely and a high of 43. Cloudy on Saturday, 37 for a high. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it's fair and 18. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.